Hello ADHD fam! Okay, ang tagal ko na namang hindi nagre-record ng podcast episode, but you know, I think I have figured out a way how I can record more episodes, so I'm using my iPhone right now and I think it's gonna be a great alternative rather than recording my episode using a PC or a laptop. Pero yeah, nandito na tayo. So sa episode na to, I just wanna talk about something that's been like a huge milestone for me, which is naging as needed na lang yung ADHD medications ko for like after taking it for consistently for 2 years. So ngayon, sabi ng doctor ko, kung pwedeng wala na daw, mas maganda. Kung mas mamamanage ko naman yung sarili ko without the need for the medication, mas okay. And yun din, sabi ng doctor ko, let's try na parang mas bawasan pa yung medications na tinitake ko per week. Pero syempre, before I discuss that, dapat siguro i-share ko din kung ano yung naging journey ko, kung paano ako nakapunta doon, ano yung mga ginawa ko, and ano yung mga sacrifices that I have to make in order for me to create like that positive change in my life. I cannot say that it's easy, but I believe it's doable, lalong-lalo na pag gustong-gusto mo talagang mag-improve as a person or mas ma-manage mo ng maigi yung ADHD condition mo. So, stick through this episode and I hope you will be able to learn a thing or two from me. Okay? Paano nga ba? Paano ko nga ba nagawa? Hindi ko masasabi na yung effort na to or yung journey na to is ako lang eh. Meron kasi akong nakasama na talagang naging advocate for me in creating that positive change in my life. And my husband has been a great, great supporter when it comes to my condition. So kung ikaw yung tipo na tao na meron namang someone na can support you or will partner with you in, you know, towards creating that change, I think kailangan mo talaga yung taong yun. Pero if in case na ikaw lang talaga yung ano mo yun, nag-aalaga sa sarili mo, I'm not saying that it's impossible. Medyo mas mahirap lang siya ng konti, I think. Pero it's gonna be possible for you to create that change. So, ever since naman talaga, nung nakuha ko yung ADHD diagnosis ko, what I did is, I told myself, you need to manage this kasi it's already been ruining your life. Yung mismanagement ng symptoms ko, hindi ko alam na ang laki-laki na ng damage na nadadala sa buhay ko. So, alam mo yon, I think the first step in creating that positive change, dapat talaga may awareness ka. Meron kang some sort of level of awareness talaga about your condition. Kasi you will not be able to manage something that you don't know eh. So, the first step talaga is awareness. Research about the symptoms of ADHD, hindi kasi yan pare-pareho sa bawat tao eh. Alam mo yon, maaaring mas mataas yung disorganization ng ibang tao kumpara sa iyo, pero mas mataas naman yung emotional dysregulation mo kumpara sa ibang tao. So iba't iba talaga yung manifestation ng ADHD. It's not something na lahat kayo pare-parehong meron. Sabi nga ni Dr. Russell Barkley, iba-iba ang manifestation ng ADHD sa bawat tao because it's a spectrum. Parang autism, you know? Autism is also a spectrum. So, ADHD is also a spectrum. So, tingin ko dapat talaga meron kang awareness kung ano talaga yung prominent symptoms mo for ADHD. In my case, yung talagang prominent symptoms ng ADHD ko is more on emotional dysregulation, impulsivity, those sort of things. Yung lahat ng symptoms that deals with someone who has high energy lagi. Alam mo yun, patalon-talon yung thoughts from one to another. I cannot sit still. I cannot wait for a longer period of hours. Let's say, parang, alam mo yun, mag-aantay lang ako sa pila ng ATM. Hindi ko kaya na mag-antay ng matagal. Yung mga ganun ba? So, ang ginawa ko talaga muna is nagbasa-basa ako. Talaga nilinaw ko sa sarili ko, ano yung mga ADHD symptoms na meron ako. Tapos, I will deal with them one by one. So, ang ibig kong sabihin na I will deal with them one by one is like, for example, for, ano, Yung symptom ko regarding ano, delayed gratification, hindi ko kaya na i-delay yung isang bagay. Gusto ko agad-agad. So, when it comes to delayed gratification, ini-stretch ko yung sarili ko na I'm teaching myself how to wait. I'm teaching myself na hindi ang mga bagay-bagay na gusto ko ay hindi agad-agad. So, parang in the sense, nire-reparent ko yung sarili ko and dinidisiplina ko yung sarili ko. And ngayon, mas nag-improve na yung delayed gratification ko. Kaya ko nang mag-antay, kaya ko nang magtiyaga sa isang bagay na alam kong hindi basta-basta siya nakukuha. Kung gusto ko siyang makuha, kailangan ko mag-antay. Yung mga ganon, yung mga ganong bagay na nire-reparent ko yung sarili ko, nire-rediscipline ko yung sarili ko, hindi siya madali, pero doable siya. Alam mo yon. So, it came to a point ngayon na yung mga symptoms ko are well managed na. From time to time, lumalabas sila. Kasi syempre, ang ADHD is a neurodevelopmental disorder eh. You have it mula pagkabata hanggang pagtanda, nasa sayo na yan. Nasa isip mo na yan. So, hindi ko sinasabi na imposibleng disiplinahin mo yung sarili mo. What I would like to say is, possible na madisiplina mo yung sarili mo. Okay? Lalong-lalo na kapag naniniwala ka sa sarili mo na kaya mong gawin ng mga to. Yun siguro yung naging step ko, I think. Kasi hindi siya yung parang, oh, dinocument ko yung process ko, kaya ko na-manage yung ganito, kasi XYZ, hindi. So, I'm just trying to look back. Ano ba yung nag-work sa akin? So, that's one thing. Yun, isang bagay na yun. Pangalawa is, I guess, the diet. Napakalaking factor pala ng pagkain, lalong-lalo na sa time natin ngayon na alam mo yon, nagsulputan yung mga milk tea, Starbucks, Jayco, nagsulputan yung mga Anli buffet, Anli wings, etc., etc. And you didn't even know ano yung nasa food mo, basta masarap, kakainin mo siya, right? Pero ang nakakatakot kasi doon is hindi mo alam kung healthy ba yung ingredients nung pagkain na kinakain mo or hindi. Like, for sure naman na alam natin, milk tea is not healthy, right? Kasi yung sweetness level or yung sweetener na ginagamit doon is simple sugar. So, alam mo yun, diretso siya sa bloodstream mo pag ininom mo. And then, alam mo yun, eventually, tataas yung insulin resistance mo, tataas yung cholesterol mo, etc., etc. What I have learned is that if I was able to manage my diet, and the type of food that I'm eating, possible I will be able to manage my ADHD. So that's when I told my husband na we need to make a sacrifice na hindi na kami basa-basa pwede kumain sa labas whenever we wanted to. Hindi na kami basa-basa pwede mag-order ng Grab. I mean, mag-order ng McDo or mag-order ng ganito sa Grab kapag gusto namin. Kailangan namin kontrolin yung mga sarili namin. Kailangan namin mamuhay on a budget. Kasi mahal din yung gamot, mahal din yung pa-check up. So, the money that was supposed to be spent on leisure, it was being spent on the medication and sa pa-check up. Kasi kung gusto ko talagang magkaroon ng changes yung buhay ko, kung gusto ko talagang maging better person, I need to make the sacrifice. So, that's one of the sacrifices that we made is magsistick through kami sa pagluluto sa bahay, magsistick through kami sa pagkain ng healthy like fishes and vegetables. Minsan na lang kami mag-red meat. Like, it's very occasional na mag-red meat kami or even chicken. It's very occasional na lang. So, ngayon, pag kumakain kami, laging ganon. Gulay, kusido, dinindeng, pinakbit. Talagang kailangan i-strict ko yung diet ko. And I believe it's been very beneficial naman. Lalo na pag ginawa mo siya for a very, very long time. Pag ginawa mo kasi siya ng sa mahabang panahon, napapansin mo yung changes sa katawan mo eh. Mas nagiging alert ka, mas nagiging energetic ka, and ramdam ko na gumaan talaga yung katawan ko kasi binawasan ko na yung mga bawal, binawasan ko na yung mga ganun, yung mga fast food, yung mga milk tea, yung mga latte, iniwasan ko na talaga. And ngayon, yung mga latte ko, sa bahay ko na lang ginagawa, gumagawa ka na espresso sa bahay, etc., etc. So, it's been really healthy in that regard. And even my coffee intake, I decided not to take the instant coffee anymore. Though, yung 3-in-1 coffee, nagre-react talaga ako doon. Pero, ayun pala, pati yung instant coffee, nagre-react din ako doon. So, ang ginawa ko, bumili ako ng espresso maker, bumili ako ng coffee beans, and I have been making my own coffee ever since then. It's been healthier. Healthier talaga kapag gumagawa ka ng coffee mo from the coffee beans talaga. Kasi, walang halong kemikal eh. Alam mo yon? Kasi tinan mo ah, pag bumili ka ng instant coffee, like yung black coffee lang, and read the ingredients, ang dami pa rin doon, ang dami pa rin ano yun, ang dami pa rin ingredients noon, and nagre-react talaga yung katawan ko. As in, nagre-react talaga. So, I decided na hindi na ako magkakape. And ano pa ba yung mga ginawa ko when it comes to food? Iniwasan ko rin yung MSG, iniwasan ko yung Betchi, iniwasan ko yung Magic Sarap. And it's been really helpful. Ayun pala kasi, ang MSG is a neurotoxin. So, whenever I'm taking MSG, ayun, nag-act up yung ADHD ko. So, that made sense, I think. So, that's for my diet. Okay, ito naman, medications. Medications is something that you need to decide for yourself. Kasi I think you should not let anyone tell you na dapat maggamot ka for ADHD or hindi, huwag kang magagamot for ADHD kasi alam mo yun, chemical yun, so on and so forth. It's for actually a regulated drug. Hindi ka basta-basta makakabili ng ADHD medications kapag wala kang reseta, wala kang reseta from PDEA. And it's really a regulated drug. So, alam mo yun, if it's regulated, then malaki yung risk or malaki yung side effect niya kung iti-take mo. So, nung nag-take ako ng medication, sabi ko sa sarili ko, okay, the benefits of me taking the medication outweighs the risk or the side effects of the medication. Thank God naman na walang masamang epekto sa akin yung medication. It's just that puro siya positive effects sa katawan ko. And I continuously took the medication for 2 years. Like 2 years straight. Araw-araw ako nagtitake ng medication from Monday to Friday. Sabado, Linggo, break ko. And then, I decided dati nung nagkakaroon ng shortage, like a massive shortage of the medication, sabi ko sa sarili ko, okay, I think I need to create a coping strategy wherein hindi ako masyadong kailangan dumepende sa gamot. So, bitinry kong bawasan, like 3 times a week na lang ako mag-medication. And then, nung sinabi ko siya sa doctor ko na parang namamanage ko naman na yung ADHD without the medication, that's when I got the green signal na sabi niya, kung pwedeng wala na, wala na. As needed na lang, kung talagang may mga araw na kailangan ko talaga yung gamot, nandun lang siya as a backup, pero it's not something that I will take every day. And I guess, yung, alam mo yon, yung when you decide on yourself na, okay, I'm gonna take this because this outweighs the risk for me, do so. Pero kapag ikaw naman yung tao na ang laki ng side effect, alam mo yon, you might want to sort to other coping strategies that, alam mo yon. Kasi, kailangan talaga na i-accept ng body mo yung medication or else hindi talaga siya mag-work. So, yes, the ADHD medications has helped me. Dati, akala ko, I'm gonna take this for a lifetime already. Pero possible pala na mag-wean off ka from the medication, especially if you will be able to manage yourself naman. Kasi nga, syempre, the prolonged use of a medication na wala pang any study kung ano yung magiging side effect is nakakatakot naman din talaga. Pero when you are managing your symptoms, it should be paired with discipline. Kasi kahit anong inom mo ng gamot, kahit anong diet mo or whatsoever, if you don't have the discipline in yourself to manage yourself or to manage your coping strategy, wala din. Wala din mangyayari kung wala ring discipline. And parang ang hirap din pakinggan no, na parang, okay, I have ADHD, pero kailangan disiplinado ako. So, paano yun? I would like to tell you or I would like to let you know na hindi siya imposible. It's possible. Medyo mas mabagal nga lang yung development ng discipline compared compared to other people, but it's really possible, lalong-lalo na kapag gusto mo yung change na kailangan mangyari sa buhay mo. Ako, in my case, because of, you know, my ADHD and my undiagnosed bipolar, I have been making wrong business decisions from left to right. And up until now, I'm still suffering from the consequences of the wrong decisions. Pero sinabi ko talaga sa sarili ko na panandalian lang tong consequence na to. Hindi naman panghabang buhay na magiging ganito. And I just need to discipline myself when it comes to finances and all. I'm still not in that place na namamanage ko na maganda yung finances ko, but I am getting better. I am focusing on small improvements. And sorry, dumighay pa ako. And medyo yun, nawala yung thought ko. Okay, this is my ADHD acting up now. But yeah, I have been focusing on the small improvements. And mas maganda yung small improvements kesa sa wala. So I guess yun yung tip na ma-share ko sa inyo is to focus on the small improvements. It doesn't have to be really huge. It doesn't have to be really big. But focus on the small improvements that you can do for yourself. Small things, when accumulated, becomes great things. That's how I manage and that's how I remind myself to focus on the small things, not necessarily think about the result, but I need to focus on the journey. I need to focus on the daily improvements that I create for myself, because if you have ADHD, you have to accept the fact that you will not be 100% every day. There are days that you will be 10%. There are days that you will be just 50. There are days that you feel strong, energetic, and you feel like you're on your top of your game, you're 100%, and that's okay. Right? But sabi nga ng doctor ko na, Mitch, we're only human. And we're not supposed to be 100% every day. Kasi hindi na tayo human, non-robot na tayo. And that made me think, oo nga no, why am I trying to punish myself for not being 100% every day? Eh, may mga araw talaga na 10% lang ako, and that's my 100%, and that's okay. Because I'm only human. So that's when I started deciding, okay, I'm gonna focus on small improvements. Just small improvement, and I will treat it as a progress, and I will see it as a progress every day. So, yes, that's for the discipline. And I think I have already talk about the things that I was able to do on how I managed my ADHD. And before I end this episode, let me know in the comment section, like, saan kayo nahihirapan or saan kayo nagsustruggle when it comes to managing your ADHD, or if you have undiagnosed ADHD, just let me know in the comments how I can help you. Maybe I can share some tips on how to study or how to create like a meal plan or anything under the sun. I'm here to help you guys. All right. So thank you for listening, and I hope you will have a wonderful day ahead. So yun lang. Ay, wait, before I end this episode, I'm just gonna plug in my TikTok channel. It's my ADHD Kaba podcast, or search for my name, Mitch AG, and I will panigurado naman, magpa-pop up naman ako sa search results. Pero I would like to plug in my TikTok channel, and subscribe to my TikTok channel, please. I'm not sure if you're like a TikTok person or anything like that, but yes, I'm trying to create as much content as possible, and I'm trying to, like, you know, create a system around it para hindi ko siya makalimutan. And yes, so I hope you will be able to subscribe. Pero sige, yun lang. Bago pa ako magdadadada ng marami dito, I'm gonna end this episode, okay? So, yun lang.